This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy.
And welcome back to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Carol and Leanne. And we've got our journey segment talking with Sharon Mills this morning.
And Sharon's been telling us about her, I suppose, her early life and the fact that she was on two-wheel vehicles at the ripe old age of six.
Missed the tricycle, went straight to the two wheels.
Yes, motorised two That's wheels, right, more to the point.
Fancy pants.
Oh, yes. But over more recent times, Sharon, you've had a bit of a tough run, really, haven't you? 2004, was it, your diagnosis?
No, 2003.
Yeah, and you were diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah, breast cancer and lymphoma.
Lymphedema?
Yeah.
All right. Well. So that must have been pretty, well, pretty tough time all around.
It was pretty horrendous. I was this healthy person. And then all of a sudden, and hardly ever got sick, and then all of a sudden I was pretty sick. Mm. Yes. Went down to have a lump checked out, and they were all very happy that it was just a cyst after all the biopsies and what have you, and went in and took some out and took a little 2 millimetres all around to make sure it was clear and came back, and the surgeon was shocked himself. It was cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said to me, I'd like to go back in again. I'm going, why? And he said, I've done a 2 mil boundary, which is clear, but I like to do 10. Mm. I thought to myself, well, why don't you do that the first time? But anyway, he went back in and unfortunately found two more. Went in another mil and found another one and then cut more mil and then another one. And in my lymph nodes, so I had three in my breast and I had, out of 11 lymph nodes, they found three that was cancerous as well.
Mm. So that would have been a lot of treatment then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, very intense. You've had at least, what, two operations?
Yes.
And then
some chemo, was it, after that?
I had 6 months very strong chemo.
Oh, it's a long time.
And 6 weeks every single day of radiation, which was pretty strong as well.
Mm.
Yes, it was pretty traumatic.
Mm. And it takes people probably, I suppose, about a year to really sort of get all of that done and get to the end of that treatment. Did you feel that was a hell of a long time?
Mine was in nearly 2 years.
Nearly 2 years, wow.
Because I got an infection as well and a few other problems with clots. And so the cancer didn't kill me. But then
everything else.
The other thing I had, the infection virtually nearly killed me.
Yeah, because your resistance is low when you're having chemo, isn't it?
Exactly,
Because you live down in country Victoria, did you have to travel far for your radiotherapy?
When I was diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, I actually lived up near Eildon.
Okay, so outer suburbs of Melbourne, so a bit further out. Because I know that sometimes the daily trip for radiotherapy is all right for the first couple of weeks, but it gets, it can wear you down after a while.
Well, the first 2-3 weeks you think, this is not doing nothing. Then all of a sudden,
hit you.
Bang, it's doing heaps, lots of big blisters and oozing and,
Not nice. And how are things with Irene and you? I mean, that must have been a shock to her as well.
Yes, that was a big shock to her as well. And she was pretty strong, but she was, she's stood beside me all the way, 110%. She and, there must have been times where she needed something, somebody, but a lot of the times people don't think about the partner.
Mm.
They're all concerned about the patient.
The other thing with something like breast cancer is that often the partners are expected to be male because breast cancer is more common in females than in men.
Mm.
I went to a breast cancer support sort of thing with my partner and they had a bring your partner sort of day and I was the only female partner that was there. And so that was quite an interesting sort of dynamic, me and all these blokes. talking
about your partner's breast cancer,
their sort of experiences. So as a, you know, as a dyke on a bike with breast cancer and a female partner, it does put you into quite a different sort of, well, I suppose another minority group.
Yes, it does. Yeah. And when you're in hospital, you have to say, you know, this is my partner.
Mm.
She must be brought in, you know, after surgery and that. Yep. And they sort of look at, they're pretty good in the hospitals. But
I was going to say, did you find the hospitals were quite good in that regard?
Yes, pretty good, very good actually. Yeah. I never had any, you know, oh God, you know, I'm going to catch something or whatever. But they were pretty good, and I just insisted and made sure that they knew.
Yep. Now, it was after you had breast cancer that you decided to actually become a dyke on a bike. Is that right, that you joined Dykes on Bikes sort of after the breast cancer?
Yes, I was still going. What had happened is I'd sold my last bike, which was a Kawasaki 750.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a big bike, isn't it?
Yeah, I've always had Jap bikes. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to own a Harley.
Mm-hmm. Is that the pinnacle? Is that the
it's the holy dream grail of everyone who has a bike, isn't it? Yeah.
So, of course, you know, being married, had kids and all that sort of stuff, that time can't do any of that stuff. And then when I got diagnosed with breast cancer, and I thought, if I get through this, I'm going to buy a Harley if the bank lets me. and they did, and now I've got a beautiful Harley.
Beautiful.
So you just got the one bike?
Yeah.
You sold the Kawasaki 750.
Well, I sold the Kawasaki 750 and hadn't had a bike for a long time.
Oh, okay, so you were bikeless.
I was bikeless for at least a good 2 years.
Wow.
Is that because you didn't feel sort of up to it?
But this was before I got breast cancer.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And then when I got breast cancer and then I see all these people on bikes and I went to Dalesford, and that's when I met the girls on Dykes on Bikes, and they're all going, you should get your bike again. And so it went on and on from there, and of course, when I got through it, I thought, right, if we can get a Harley, I will. And we did.
So what sort of Harley have you got?
I've got a deep purple 2001 Dyna White Glide.
Oh, wow, a deep purple.
Oh, sounds like a song.
It does.
Or a band. That sounds like almost a collector's. Is that a – sounds – No, just it's a Harley.
Yeah.
I was in Memphis, Tennessee for the Harley Davidson Owners Conference, the HOG convention, and I didn't know it was on, and I thought everyone in Memphis just rode a motorbike.
You thought you all had Harleys.
I tell you what, there's some amazing bikes. Amazing.
Oh, yep.
But some of those older ones, the pit ones are done up. One guy had one like a buffalo, had like a buffalo head.
Yeah.
And then this sort of like pelt thing, skin. <It's> amazing.
And isn't it funny, you know, there is something about a Harley. It's that we were saying before, that there's something about a bike, but yeah, there's something really that is really attractive. It's the particular noise of a Harley as well, I think, that people get into. They sound different though, don't they? Am I right in saying that? They're much throatier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they nearly went broke, didn't they, Harley business, and I think they
that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
I think.
And then came back. So have you done? You've done some long rides on your Harley too, haven't you, Sharon?
Yes, yeah, I've done a few HOG rallies, and I've done a fair few rides. I've done a few rides with the breast cancer thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about the breast cancer group, because there is a group. Am I right in saying this? There's a group that the Amazon Hearts. Yeah, Amazon Heart Thunder. Oh, it's cool.
Sounds good, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. So how did that start up?
Well.
And who can join?
Anybody can join that's had breast cancer.
Right.
So.
I must get my partner riding a bike.
Yeah, I can see her in a Harley. Not.
Well, unfortunately, I wouldn't like to wish that on anybody.
No, that's true.
How I got onto this was one of my best friends.
That's all right. That sounds like your bike calling you.
One of my best friends. She got me into it, Donna Hansen, and she actually – Hansen. Anyway, Donna got me into it. She lives in Victoria.
Yeah.
And she was a member too, and for me to go on the ride, she kept pushing me and pushing me. Mm. And I just said, no, I don't need counselling or that. I don't want to do it. And she just said, girlfriend, you got to do it, and you're doing it. So she pushed, and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the best thing I've ever done.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And she's just, yeah, and if it wasn't for her, I never would have known about it. I'm not sure how she found it. I think it was on the net at the time. So
tell us about this amazing journey that you're going to do, because you're going over to America.
Yes, I'm going on to America. I leave on the 29th of September.
And you're taking your bike?
No.
Ah, right. No. So you're going to hire a bike?
No. Harley Davidson.
Sorry, I won't preempt anything. You just tell me about it.
Harley Davidson is one of our biggest sponsors. And they actually lend the girls the bikes to ride. Oh, brand new Harleys.
Oh, how fantastic is that?
Yes, they actually...
So will you be able to get something very similar to what you've been used to riding here?
Yes, they do try, and they put a list up, and girls can go to our local Harley Davidsons or Peter Stevens and just try that, you know, that bike they can feel comfortable on, and or you can put in a request. I'm actually going to put in a request for a custom soft tail this year, just for something different. Every ride I've been on, I've rode a Dyna Wide Globe, which I own anyway, but so they just match the bike to the person.
And where are you going to be riding? From where to where?
We're leaving from LA to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Heading north.
And do you wind your way along or just sort of the straight line up the coast?
They go in all in and out, and there's all little places. Oh, look, I don't know. I don't know America at all, but yeah, we only do 1,000 miles, as they put over their miles, not kilometres. But it takes us 8 days to do it.
Right. Have some stops, obviously, on the way and catch your breath and all that. Do you know how many you'll be going on the road?
I think roughly there's around about 40 again this year.
Oh, so, yeah, good group. Yeah. Good group on the road. And obviously there'll be a support crew as well.
Yes, we always have support vans, at least 2 to 3, which are all breast cancer people as well. Everybody that goes on this is breast cancer.
And I guess it must puts, you know, the awareness of breast cancer and all that sort of stuff, it must really put it out there, because people are going to look at all these women on bikes. Are there any guys that are on bikes as well who have had breast cancer? Because there is about 1 or 2% of men that can get breast cancer, isn't there?
We've never had them since I've been riding with Amazon Hearts. We've never had a bloke came.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know a couple of men that have had breast cancer, but no, we've never.
But not motorbike riders as well?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
right, okay.
But no, they've never come on the rides or anything like that. And before, like, they started in 2004. My first ride was 2006. So as far as I know, prior to that, they never had men either.
And this is your first ride in America?
Yes.
Wow. Have you been to America before?
No.
Okay. So how long are you going to go over altogether? How long are you going to be in America for?
Not long. No. After the ride finishes on the 10th of October, and I fly back virtually the next night.
Oh, okay.
So unless you see a bit of the countryside on your ride and meet some people. Now, obviously, you can't bring the bike back.
No.
Do they give you anything as a sort of, you know, memento of the occasion?
All the new riders get a brand new leather jacket to keep.
Oh.
This is actually my leather jacket that I got from Harley Davidson, not the vest.
Yep.
In 2006.
Wow.
Which is fully lined and everything. And
for those who are sort of, it's I suppose you'd say bomber jacket style, isn't it?
Zip up the front.
Yeah.
And I love the badges you've got on your vest as well, and the things you've sewn on, collected those obviously over the years.
So just collected them, and including, I bet you'll collect a lot over America.
Yeah, I was going to say you'll score it.
Including a pink helmet.
Yes,
that with the breast cancer sort of thing.
The ribbon
thing
on it.
The ribbon, yeah.
Well, that actually came from America. One of the girls went back, and one of her friends does a push bike ride for breast cancer, and he has these.
Oh, okay.
And so she sent them over for us.
Fabulous. Amazing sort of stuff. You must be looking forward to it, I mean, hugely. You must. This is probably one of the rides of your life, wouldn't it be?
Oh, it will be, yes. Yeah. And this is their last. This is their last one they're doing now.
Oh, well, so it's fantastic. You're part of that.
Yeah, so.
That's excellent. Now, there's a fundraiser on tonight as well at the Bendigo Hotel. Is that right, Sharon?
Yes, that's
Dykes
right.
on Bikes does pink.
Yes.
Don't know if she's going to be there. I think she's just left the country. So, a fundraising event and auction. It's kicking off at 8:30 tonight at the Bendigo Hotel in Collingwood. You got any more details on that, or people just turn up and open up their wallets and...
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, be generous.
Because we've got auctions, we've got raffles, we've got door prizes, we've got
fantastic,
amazing things happening tonight. So, yeah, just turn up. And if you wear something pink, there's another prize for that, the best person dressed in pink. And there'll be a lot of things there that people would be surprised what we've got. And,
that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sharon, that's fabulous. It's lovely to hear people's stories, isn't it?
It is. It is. So have a wonderful time.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.